The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside. No John Gibbons in today. He's having a couple of days off for a change, but we have got a band. Nonetheless, we always showcase Merseyside music at this time on a Friday. And our act today is Spark. And the band in today, Mike, Jacob, Billy and Taylor. Hello, lads.
Hey.
Nice to see you. Spark.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I don't know too much about you guys, but I trust Gibbo's judgment. So are you Gibbo's mates or not?
Yeah, he's a friend.
Sort of a friend.
Yeah.
Okay. You requested to come on. He tracked you down. How did it work out?
Yeah. No, well, we just sent him a message and... Because we had a song coming out and we asked if he could get us on.
Get a bit of airplay. Right, so tell us a bit about Spark then. You're relatively new, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we've only been together, three weeks?
Oh, wow.
2nd of September.
2nd of September, so it's been a very short time, but very passionate.
You managed to get a song together, Jacob, in 3 weeks?
Yeah. So Mike's basically Mr. Ideas Man. he'll come up with, he'll just write some stuff.
You're quick workers then, yeah?
Are we quick workers?
Yeah.
You must be. 3 weeks.
We're more like cowboy builders. We do we're a very quick job, but that's very bad. So.
Come in and knock it all down. Go on, tell us about the band itself then. What sort of music is it?
I don't know. It's kind of all...
It's kind of like old school rock.
Yeah, but there's a lot, I don't know, it's some slow songs, some fast, some... heavy, some not so heavy. But it's good because we've all got a lot of musical influences. We all differ quite a bit, and that helps us. That helps us to put a lot into the mix, which is good.
Well, what are your backgrounds? Are you mates from sort of college?
No,
or?
We really don't like each other that much.
Not much at all, no.
Especially in our spare time. We just kind of do this and then leave, you know.
No, yeah. We all met at uni, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, right.
I met Tyler through Mike.
Me and Tyler knew each other from... We were way back.
Right, and are you into the real job world now? Are you trying to sort of mix music with a job? Or?
Well, we're all students, so like
still.
That, pretty much, yeah. And I think it's more if there was any time that we were going to try and go for the music, it'd be now. So hopefully, we won't have to get a job too soon.
Yeah, you want to be just in music.
Yeah,
that's a dream.
You've all sort of tested the water with other bands, haven't you? You've had a bit of experience with other bands so far.
Mm.
And how many? How many reincarnations have you had?
There's been quite a few. We've tried to get stuff together in the past, haven't you?
But it's just not. It's the people, and it's the. I mean, sometimes you can't commit, or sometimes the music's not right. But this
pretty
set,
good.
Yeah, it feels really good.
This feels right, doesn't it?
Feels like the best setup ever I've had. I think I can speak for everybody.
Oh, you probably always say that in your first month.
This is literally and it's the same as when I'm in a relationship. You're amazing, you're great, it's going to be, this is the one, and then 2 weeks later,
the first month is always great. Yeah, you recorded in Par Street. Relationships. Par Street Studios. It's a pretty cool place to.
Yeah, it's great.
Be putting your track together. Isn't it?
It's great. Yeah, we had a producer called Alex Quinn, and he was really good, really, really helpful. And it's just a really good experience. Really nice over there. Good people to be playing with, and it was really, really, really fun.
Some of the other bands that have come in have said when they go in there, the sheer sort of history. Engulfs them, there's pictures of Coldplay on the wall and, some of the other bands. Is it a relatively sort of daunting place to do your music as well?
I guess so. We didn't even know when we went in. We was just, and we had lunch and we saw all the stuff up on the wall. I was like, oh damn, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I guess we sort of just got on with it. We had a lot of fun in there, didn't we?
It was great.
Did
was
you just
great.
Fall lucky that someone offered you the space or can you just rock up and pay for recording there?
We had the song, so we just called up and said, can we book ourselves in? And that was it. Very accommodating. And that was it.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Spark are the guests today. Mike, Jacob, Billy and Taylor. And we're going to play your brand new song now. Lemonade. Come on, you must have a proper intro for this song.
Go on, Mike.
It's lovely.
It's lovely.
It's lovely.
It's lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Right, have a listen and see what you think.
Baby, do you feel investigation. Is it coming from me or you? I went to turn off what nobody was watching, but she just pulled me close. She put her fingers on my lips, she said nothing more, and she turned her family photographs away.
Spark and Lemonade. Guys, brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very, very catchy, isn't it?
Thank you.
That little sort of behind, just gets the foot going all the way through, sort of chill. You feel like you're on a walk with that song.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you had some good feedback on it as well.
Yeah. Out of some of the gigs we've done, that is, like, we ask people, what's your favourite song?
Some guy said, and I quote, it was very adequate.
Extremely adequate. I think you have to take it from there. Thanks. Right, you've obviously got enough songs to put a gig together, haven't you? You played last night and you're playing this weekend. Where are you?
Basement, just on Duke Street, right. In Liverpool town.
Okay, a few other bands on there as well.
Yeah, Lotus Bay. I think they're supporting us. And yeah, they seem great. So it'd be good to see them.
Right. Hopefully, a sign of things to come from you guys.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
And if people want to get hold of this, is it available now or not? Or
it's not actually available at the moment. Ooh. No, we're yet to put it out. So this is the first time they'll be hearing it.
First time it's been played.
Yeah, first time. But it'll be out in the next couple of days with like a video and some other little bits.
Congratulations, lads. Lovely to see you.
Thank you
very
much
indeed.
Too. Thanks for having us.
Mike, Jacob, Billy Taylor. That's Spark, their new song Lemonade. Absolutely cracking. Brilliant stuff.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.